I think at 36, you know, I'm just in a different place. If you ever want me to be the bachelor, I'll do that.
Things really played out wonderfully for me. It's easy to get wrapped up in the environment. It was definitely dramatic.
What drama?
Allora.
Buongiorno.
Hola, como estás?
Right. DiGiorno.
DiGiorno.
DiGiorno frozen pizza.
Frozen pizza.
No, it's frozen.
Frozen pizza.
It's frozen.
Pizza
You
Hut.
To say it in Italian, not
pizza
in English.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Prego.
So, well, that one actually is. That's both an actual Italian word and an Americanized pasta sauce.
What's the Italian word for prego? What does it mean?
I think thank you.
Oh.
I don't know for sure.
Ragu old world style.
No.
Is that not? No?
Yeah, nailed it.
Allora.
So we're in Italy this week.
Clearly.
Not Taylor.
Wouldn't that be cool? I just feel like Italy as a whole is constantly sepia toned. Not that there's anything wrong with that, and I probably look really good in a sepia tone. Like, it's all very, like, brown, but, like, a good brown, like a good golden brown, like a crust, like the crust of a bread.
Yeah, that's what a sepia tone is.
Yeah! Yeah. Crusty. Allora!
Yeah. so, they were in Italy this week. We are in the usual studio.
We sure are. So on this episode, as we know, we are taking a major cut. We are going from 7 girls to 4. Whether that is because of the Olympics or not.
I think it's because they just can't afford to keep this guy on the air that long. They got to cut down the number of episodes.
I just don't think they have as much content. Because usually at this point, like, you're seeing the women are either having fights with each other or people really hate each other. Or at least there is, like, an episode that has gone on that doesn't have a rose ceremony at the end of it or whatever. None of that has happened.
No, there's no real drama. Like, there was the whole Kendall thing. And then other than that, it's just him keeping terrible women. Not terrible. He's not keeping terrible women in. He's keeping normal, boring women on the show because he is a normal,
women doing
boring
the
guy.
Bare minimum.
That's which, what he is.
Which I think will end up hindering the women tell all part of the show because there will be nothing to talk about other than Crystal. And this, once we get beyond that,
this entire season is just a throwaway.
It really is.
Of The Bachelor, not of 25 to Life.
Oh,
obviously,
no,
this
no,
is
no,
a
no,
solid
no.
gold season of 25 to
I
Life.
I agree.
Because we don't produce anything else.
Listen, our pylons have been top-notch this season.
Yeah, we have something in store for tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'll figure out when we get there.
Yeah.
Let's go down the end of the road, right? We're losing a lot of people here.
Oh, God. Why don't you start with the person that you care the least about and the person I care the most about?
Oh, baby Becca.
Baby Becca. Wow. What a tough loss for her. She'll never get over this.
She's a child.
I love how she said in her date how she FaceTimes with her parents all the time. And I'm like, wow, that's something a 22-year-old would do with
their
parents.
Because she doesn't know how to do things. She probably calls them all the time because she's like, oh no, I need to redo my insurance or like renew my license plate. I don't know how to do that.
No,
can you help me?
Can still be on her parents' insurance until she's 26, even if she remains a student.
She's not a student.
Oh, okay.
But that is beside the point. I'm saying she is not an adult. She has to call them every time she needs real adult help.
Yeah, I bet she
like,
probably.
When her car battery dies, she doesn't call AAA, she calls her dad. So that he can tell her, yeah, you hook up the lines.
My battery died and I called my dad.
That's good for you, honey.
No!
Oh, no!
Way. I have helicopter parents. This is an affliction that I've been dealing with for quite some time.
My parents taught me how to jump a car when I was like 16 and then I just always
I am a young lady. These are not the skills of a young lady. Sometimes. But women can do whatever they want. It was something I chose not to do.
Calm down, little Miss Booge.
Hey, man. I know who I am, girl.
Yeah.
I lived in a cul-de-sac. Where did you live? Huh? Huh?
Just on a regular street.
That's right.
That had an end.
My street had no end.
I know. It just turned back into the beginning.
We were in the middle of the cul-de-sac, too, so you know that means status. What? Say something about it.
How many T's are in what you are saying?
Cul-de-sac?
Yeah. How do you spell that?
More T's than there should be. there no I know T's. There's no T's in cul-de-sac.
Hey, you said it right.
I say it how I want to say it. I have non-regional diction.
Well, that doesn't matter. You're just inventing letters.
Allora!
Cul-de-sac. It's, so, it's the end of a street, not a place where a bunch of people go believe something.
Oh, a cul-de-sac.
That's what you're saying.
No, a cul-de-sac. No, a cul-de-sac is like a bag that Jim Baker would carry to have, like, all of his items in it.
All of his Kool-Aid is in it. It's a cul-de-sac.
No, that's a different cult leader.
I'm aware. I'm just generalizing.
You can't talk about Jim Jones when we're talking about Jim Baker. It's different.
Jim Baker jumped off a cliff and thought he could fly.
I don't think Jim Baker thought he could fly. I think Jim Baker was trying to kill himself and told his followers, yeah, I can fly. And he was like, they'll believe anything. I'll probably die.
I think Jim Baker legitimately thought he could think himself into having flight.
I also know for a fact that Jim Baker killed two people with his bare hands before he started the Source family.
At least. That's what they all loved about him.
So
Baby Becca, she ends the show. She was something. She was at least interesting.
She was very interesting, and she never wore a bra, which is super fun.
Yeah, first person I think I've seen on this show never wear a bra one time.
Or a lot of makeup, which is something a 22-year-old would also do.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm on national television. I don't need to wear makeup. Great!
This show is, a long time ago, stopped being about being in a relationship. It started being about getting a lot more Instagram followers. That's her goal, and she did that. So I don't... she's not losing anything.
Here's what I appreciate about Baby Becca. She was authentically herself. She was always very open to telling certain people about themselves. I will get to Tia in a minute because I really do feel like she kind of threw Becca under the bus at the last minute because she really wanted to win, other than, you know, just sort of letting Ari figure it out by himself, which he was going to figure it out by himself. I don't think he really needed Tia's help to sort of
I think that was
dig
the right
the
piece of strategy.
But it's the thing that we always talk about. Like, why use your percent to talk about somebody else? It's exactly what Tia did.
Yeah, until you're on a one-on-one date where there are two roses. Mm. And two people ganging up on one is working.
I don't know. Do I think Baby Becca ever would have had a chance to actually get to the end of this and get a proposal? Of course not. Do I think that she was going to even get to hometowns? Definitely not. But, like, I mean, what a joy for her to be on the show.
See, yeah, I think...
I enjoy her a lot. She's a fun lady.
I think...
She's cute.
I think what we're doing is... What you're doing, certainly, is conflating, is she an interesting person, for is she an interesting person to be around all the time? And
both of those are true for me.
They're not.
Okay, for you, because you don't like ladies like that. You like crazy ladies like Jacqueline.
I love Jacqueline. If Jacqueline wants to rebound from this show and just show up at my door.
And have an,
sorry,
a full
our
on,
door.
Our door and have a full-on meltdown, Adam would say, come right
oh,
on
Oh, I'd be
in.
Here. You could melt all over me.
Come
I'd make,
right
I'd
in.
Make myself into a tray.
So, guys.
That you could melt all of and not lose a
now
bit
Now that
it.
We've moved on from Baby Becca... Jacqueline also we lost this week.
We didn't lose her. She lost us.
Well, she really lost herself.
She lost
so
everything.
Let's go back. She actually lost herself. We saw some hints of this last week in the date in Paris where she sort of started to melt down out of nowhere about, like, I have six more years in school and I don't really know where this relationship is progressing, and do you even really like me? And I'm going to go have a meltdown now. Oh, wait, you like me? I'm going to continue to meltdown, and then I'm going to continue to think some more about this. I was like, oh my God, is she insane?
No, this is the Peter move. This is every season has at least one or two or three of these where they pretend it's the process. They're like, listen, I'm just not into the whole thing. Like, I don't know if I'm taking this seriously.
I didn't think that this was going to happen. Blah,
she really
blah, blah.
Just showed up to get Instagram followers, found out she was accidentally getting very close to having to marry this buffoon, and just bowed out gracefully is what it gracefully, figuratively. She bowed out very in a very ugly way.
It was wild.
With a nasty crying fit.
Yes. A crying fit that you would have helped her through.
Wow, so, like, you can't help what you're into.
Adam, why don't you tell us a little bit about what makes you so attracted to the scatterbrained, wolf-faced lady?
I don't know.
Okay.
But you can't help what you're into.
Okay, great.
And,
great.
I mean, you can't. And even more proof of you can't help what you're into.
Mm-hmm.
We're about, he's got four women left. There's really no way anybody but Becca wins.
No.
Who, by the way, was his first date.
We know.
And this is, how many seasons have we done the show? 10? And at least 4 or 5 or even 6 of them, the first date winner, the first date person has been the overall winner.
Well, you've seen the article that Nate Silver did on The Bachelor and the numbers and all that.
Probably,
kind of
but
stuff,
you
right?
decide who you're into right away, and the rest of it doesn't even matter.
That's true.
So, you know.
Well, you feel the same way about sort of scatterbrained, wolfy-faced girls as I do about white trash guys. So, I guess we're even.
And yet, I'm very into Leslie Murphy. Maybe the only blonde in the history of my attraction.
No, Kristen Bell.
Mm.
Oh, so you're not into it anymore?
I've never.
Come on.
I was like, she's cute, I guess, but I'm not like losing sleep over Kristen Bell or something.
Are you sure? Because you have described that before previously.
No, false.
Come on.
The presence of Leslie Murphy, I could not make myself speak for 30 minutes.
It was really insane. He was just really sitting there. And actually, you were sitting next to her, which was even weirder.
She was radiating into me.
You literally sat next to her and didn't say a word.
There were like 30 people there. It wasn't like just the two of us were sitting there.
It was 10 tops.
No.
It was not 30 people.
There were a lot of people there.
It was 13 people.
See, now your number is moving up.
Yeah, but it's still not 30.
She was intimidatingly attractive. Anyway, we lost Jacqueline to
a meltdown.
I mean, this is like the suicide way out.
Yeah.
This is the kamikaze way out.
Well,
you decide you're going down and you're just wrecking everything on the way out, but there's no way you're staying in to have a chance to get married to this guy.
Yeah. I mean, she needed to go to school. I get it.
Wow. Finally, the last person we lost was CN.
And in the middle of Black History Month, and Black Panther's coming out this week.
Worst timing ever.
And then the Obamas just put out their portraits today. What is the world coming to?
Yeah, they got to get better at this.
But, boy.
I don't know. I mean, we'll talk about this when we talk about her date. It didn't feel like things were going that far south for her.
It didn't.
And then, things were going well, and then they just ended. Right?
I think the complication with this is obviously has a lot to do with, one, Ari is just not going to date a black girl. Like, period. I know you don't want to address that, but that's just what's going to happen. He's not going to take CN to Scottsdale, Arizona, to hang out with his friends. This girl who is literally twice as good as anybody he could get. And none of his family or friends could probably identify with her. And he expressed as much himself that he couldn't identify with her. First of all. Second of all, she's too good for him. It's the same issue with Jacqueline. Like, he said it to Jacqueline in the episode before.
He is intimidated by intelligence.
He is very intimidated by intelligence, and he is very vocal about being intimidated by intelligence. He even said it to Jacqueline, and he said it to CN, too. Like, I feel like I'm not going to be interesting enough for you. You're not, first of all.
He had the same conversation with Baby Becca on her way out, except it was different. With CN, he was like, he baited her into having this thing where he goes, I just feel like you're logical. And she's like, yeah, I am. And he goes, oh, well, I'm emotional, so we'll never get along.
Exactly.
And then Baby Becca was like, I think you're logical and emotional. And he was like, yeah, we can both be both together. And I was like, wait, what?
Stop. No. Which is why I stand by my statement. Like, CN is black. And that's really it.
But we don't know that about
him. I'm not saying it like he is a bad person because he didn't pick her. I mean, obviously she is a catch and deserves to be with anybody, but that's just not his bag.
She will be with the man of her choosing from 30 of the most available bachelors.
That's right. Because literally out of anybody that is left on the show, I mean, even if we get to the top three.
Oh, they're in trouble. None of the four women left could possibly be it.
Unless the world maybe magically Tia. Falls in love with Tia, which, again...
You'd have to make it this, like, Southern Charm, down-home, backwoods, Arkansas-type thing. And, like, nobody's trying to eat raccoons for dinner.
And, I mean, that's just not what's hot in the streets anymore, guys.
All right, we're into this thing. Let's...
So, we start off this episode. There is no rose ceremony this week. You get a rose at the end of the date or nothing. So, there's no, like, we're sitting around, we're doing a cocktail party, whatever, whatever. No, girl.
Four dates, four roses. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
So, we're going to take a little bit of a different approach to discussing the dates tonight. It is Olympics time.
Honk.
Thanks, Eric. Right? Yes.
Is that it? Did I do it? Is that the song?
Yes, that is the Olympic anthem.
But what is the reprise? I'll find it.
Yeah, you still have some time. So we've been watching the Olympics lately, and if you've never...
Is that it?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
That's the way it goes. So the way that the Olympics happen is that, like, a handful of the absolutely most gifted, skilled athletes, literally the most gifted, skilled athletes on the face of Earth.
I'd like to call them the 0.5 percentile.
You're missing like 10 zeros. 0.00000. There's a quadrillion people on Earth, totally. And there's only like 10 of them in every event.
Do you guys see Molly's game?
Yeah, it's crazy good. Go wow. See Molly's game.
Yikes. It's a Sorkin scenery chew for 2.5 hours.
Anyway, so you have these events where there's like figure skaters. And again, 10 best figure skaters on planet Earth are here.
And also, many of them are under the age of 16, which is insane.
Right. And so they go out and they skate around and they do these like jumping double backflip tuck things.
Yeah,
and
triple they land, axles, crazy.
And they land and then... On the TV broadcast version that we see, they have announcers who were these people just 10 years ago, who just find the most things to complain about.
I love it.
Of all time.
They're so mean.
You could jump up and do like 85 backflips, literally 85 backflips, right. And then land on your skates, and they'd be like, I don't know. Everything looked pretty good, but you know,
But she didn't finish like I really wanted.
85 is kind of an odd number, so right, you're really looking at like
right.
You're really looking at like a maybe they won't murder her on the ice.
When literally 80 is the highest score you can get.
Yeah. They find a lot to complain
These
about.
These people are ruthless.
They find deductions everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's like she had her hand flipped over. That's a deduction.
It's brutal. So we will be analyzing the dates a la that on a scale of 1 to 10.
Sure.
Pointing out the deductions wherever possible.
Definitely. I'm ready.
So that's it. Let's talk about Becca K's date.
So Becca K had not gone on a date with Ari in, let's say, 48 weeks. And
since the very first one.
Since the dawn of time. And so she went on a very sepia-toned experience with Ari. They rode around in a sports car. How original. And basically, as Ari discussed and described, the date was going to just be them walking around.
Yeah, no real plan. So
how fun.
I'm going to start there. I'm going to give this date overall 6.5 out of 10.
Ah, the whole date? I mean, I split mine up into daytime and the nighttime.
I did the entire date as
okay.
One thing.
Okay. I guess that would be about my average, too. I gave the daytime portion an 8 out of 10, only because the lighting was impeccable.
Okay. I give the whole date a 6.5 out of 10. Very noticeable lack of planning.
Definitely.
This is like one of those routines that isn't very difficult. So the highest possible score you could do is really like a 7.5.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
Not gonna blow the doors off even if you do it right. And I guess they kind of did.
Yeah. What I really the things that really docked points for me was the fact that in almost every shot I could see that horrible cross tattoo that Becca has on her hand.
I'm giving her a deduction. I'm giving her a fifth of a point of
yeah,
a deduction
yeah.
for that terrible tattoo.
Yep.
I'm giving both of them deductions for calling attention to not knowing how to speak Italian.
Mm. Yep.
Just speak good. English. That's Most of them probably speak English. Or better yet, there's a producer around. They'll find you somebody
or,
who can
you know,
speak Italian.
I mean, usually you try a little bit and
buy
then
a
you
little
go
book.
To the next thing. Yeah. I mean, if you know you're going to Italy, somebody can get you a book. You might not have a cell phone. But you can
they
get
got
a
them
book.
In the airport.
Yeah, they do.
They got a book that says like how to speak Italian if you can only speak English
but
in the airport.
Maybe that's against the rules. You know, they're not really allowed to have reading material. Maybe that's against the rules.
One of these producers could get them a translation book. I mean, that seems like it's very like intentionally antagonistic not to.
So Ari is really into Becca. I will say that as a PR person, and Adam, you as a soft fellow PR person, I mean, you went to school
nothing
for
soft
it.
About me.
You went to school for it. Huh? Nothing
except my
soft
beard
about
after
you.
This oil.
Okay, girl.
Go ahead.
So Becca being a PR person, here's what I'll say about it. She is great on camera. She's great talking. She can articulate herself.
Great is a bit of a reach.
Well, here's...
She's not bad.
Here's what else... She's not as bad as everybody else who's never been on TV or doesn't know how to talk. I mean, the range is wide. Like, the difference between her speaking on television and Lauren B. speaking on television is the difference between, oh, I don't know, watching a dead body decompose and a child babble through the ABCs. So... Becca is on TV, she's talking, whatever, but because she's a publicist, she knows how to put sound bites together. So it's almost like you don't really know how she feels. She knows what to say, but you don't really know what's inside there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so most of this date is just them going around to different places in Pisa.
Eating and hot chestnuts, which sounds really good.
Yeah, so they just go from place to place and kind of just lean on each other. Like, they find a ledge or a wall or a table, and they kind of just, like, cuddle up and, like, let gravity take them into something.
In Pisa.
And
that's also a deduction. Two on the nose.
Leaning in Pisa?
Yeah, come on. It's better than that.
Yeah, that's definitely a deduction.
For sure.
Pisa, be some original. Like,
yeah. Or, you know, stand upright.
Go to Pisa, don't lean.
Yeah, don't.
They didn't do a lot. They really did not do a lot, and they, except for paying attention to how little they were doing.
Right. And so this is the point in the show when you really know that it's boring because they go out on dates and all they do is make out.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, these two are boring together because they're into each other.
Yeah.
He's boring with everybody else because he sucks and they suck, but he's boring with her because, like, they're into each other. Like, she's gonna win. It seems very obvious.
Does
it not?
It does.
All right. Anything else to say about this date?
No. She's tall. That's a deduction for me.
I don't care. I don't mind a taller woman.
I do.
Okay.
I don't want to be too tall.
Let's go to Lauren's one day.
Oh, my God. So the only reason that I gave this date a 10 out of 10. Hear me out.
Did you watch this date?
Hear me out. I gave this date a 10 out of 10 because this is the kind of date I would like to go on in Italy because they literally had an Italian day. Bikes, pizza, gelato. This is a lactaid pill waiting to happen. I can only imagine the minute that both of them got back to the hotels that they blew up the entire bathroom because there was so much dairy on this date.
No.
And I loved it. 10 out of 10.
This date got a 5 out of 10. This is my lowest scoring date of the entire thing. Got a 5 out of 10. Number one, it's rated NC-17 for necrophilia. so that's a huge, that's like a 3-point
It's because he's a dead body, girl.
Yeah, Ari chains himself to a dead body and then drags her on a bike through Italy. So yeah, deduction for being dead, deduction for being mute, deduction for not saying anything.
Also a deduction for that sort of fake soccer game that they played on the date.
Yeah, deduction for emotionless face.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Deduction for having nothing interesting to say.
Fabulous.
That's it. Deduction for not even being able to read.
Well, you know, I go back to, you know, all of my pluses on the date. I really enjoyed the fact that this was actually the lactose intolerance person's worst nightmare.
Are you saying lactose?
Lactose.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Lactose.
No.
There's
no lactose.
I don't have toast.
Are you just putting T's on the end of words?
I lack toast.
You do lack toast, yes.
I have no toast.
There is no toast present.
Correct.
So we lack it. You lack it.
But you know what I'd like to have with toast? Cheese.
Oh. That would make... Yes. Okay.
Yes. I mean, this is the sort of where's the bathroom date. Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom? I need to find the bathroom. Anybody? Crazy ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I just legally, I don't know how much of that we can sing on our own.
That was enough.
Yeah, no, I think you're definitely right.
So, let's actually talk about what they talked about on the date.
We're done.
I'm done.
Okay.
So we get to the evening portion, and Lauren B. sort of finally speaks one single sentence about how she really likes Ari, blah, blah, blah. And he basically can't hold it in any longer, and he has to go explode from all the cheese that he's had. So he literally gets up in the middle of their evening date and then comes back and is all like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Like, I've been waiting for you to, like, say something about, like, how much you like me because I, like, really like you.
This girl is terrible.
And here's what I would like to say. The only reason that he is into Lauren B. is because she's not into him, or she is not falling all over herself to appear as though she cares about him or likes him or anything.
She might be into him. It's really
Are you sure?
She has no emotion about anything, so you don't know.
Her face is like, I would rather be anywhere else.
She is the least interesting person I think we've ever seen on this show.
And then she had the nerve to cry. What?
Because she doesn't know what's going on.
Uh-uh, girl.
And getting her to say anything at all is like pulling teeth. Excuse the recency pun here. Is like pulling teeth.
Adam just got his teeth pulled.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm conflicted. Because after the Becca date, he is into Becca. But not like he is into Lauren. The way that he's talking about Lauren, where he's saying the phrases like, I'm in love with her, or like, I really am falling in love with her, and like his sort of reaction and his face and all that kind of stuff is not anywhere near his reaction face when he's talking about Becca.
Well, no, but like,
but this, I just feel like this happened like overnight.
This Lauren,
like, these
thing,
are overnight oats that he's been soaking.
How could he possibly have gone on a date with her in the last episode, like a week ago in real life, and then come back and said, I get more dates, great, Lauren again?
Immediately. Like, and maybe he was like, maybe I'll give her a second chance because, oh, I don't know, she was dead.
Like,
she's on more muscle relaxants than the sister in Ari, 16 Candles.
Ari is legit, like, dumb and also terrible.
Very dumb. So stupid.
But that, I mean, Lauren is actively dead. She, like, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Anyway, I give this date overall a 5 out of 10.
I mean, I give this date 10 out of 10 for the pizza, the gelato, and the bikes.
No, but the, like, Lauren was on it. What about the people on the date? That's the most important thing that matters.
Adam, if you were able to do your power rankings based on who you like, I can rank the dates however the hell I want based on whether or not I wanted to go on the date or not. Okay?
With a dead person? A 10 out of 10?
Hey, man.
Discrepancy.
You get what you get. Speaking of the bikes, do you want to tell people about the bike story, or are you gonna? Are you?
So sometimes Taylor and I go to like Napa and Sonoma for New Year's. It's a little easy way for us to unwind a bit after the holiday season.
Come on, guys.
So we go there and we're staying at this place. You know, they're like little vineyards and things, whatever. We're staying there, and one place says, you know, if you're looking to like take a bike into town, we can give you some.
Oh, my God. And these, and the bikes are like beach cruisers. They're not like mountain bikes. I mean, it's not very serious.
None of the pieces are from like this millennia.
No.
So we get
and they've
these...
definitely been outside the whole time. So Taylor and I covered in spiders.
So like, we're the kind of people when we're on a vacation to do like one thing in a day. We do one thing.
We have one strong activity.
And so the one thing that day was to like ride the bikes into town and like get some lunch and like coffee and like ride around a little bit and then come back.
That was awfully ambitious of you. Well, now I think back about all of those things that we decided to do that day. Woof.
So we get on these bikes, and it's, you know, it's learning to ride a bike is like learning to ride a bike.
What?
Your whole body forgets how after a couple of years.
Oh, my God. I got on that bike and fell off immediately like an idiot.
We both took, like, two pedals and then just immediately went into the ground.
We said, nope, we're not doing this. We're not doing this.
The thing is, we did do it, though.
We did.
We had this very, like, slow, awkward, like, not even straight, like, all over the place bike ride.
It was crazy.
I'd like to blame the bike, but I think it was probably just that we did... had forgotten how to do it.
I definitely forgot how to ride a bike.
It was really uncomfortable, and
I probably couldn't do it again.
I'd rather ride a bike than watch Lauren do anything.
Ooh.
Let's go to CN's date.
Oh, God.
So, what do you...
Daytime date, 10 out of 10. I mean, obviously, this is a date that anybody would want to go on. I mean, we're talking truffles. We're talking puppies. We're talking walking around. We're talking pasta. We're talking pizza, which looked nasty, by the way.
Yeah, I gave this date a 9 out of 10.
This was a great date.
You get points for making pasta. You get points for there's two dogs
two
on this
dogs!
Date.
Not one dog, but two dogs!
You get points because CN can speak Italian, of course.
Of course she can.
Only deduction here is that it looked like, for a time being, he was in the stranger's kitchen making pasta and, like, pizza with the host family, like, the women of the host family.
Allora.
And she was outside separated with the men doing some talking at, like,
hey,
the table.
This is Italy.
I'm fine with that. I gave them a deduction for splitting up on the date. You're not on the date to get to know these strangers.
Listen,
you're on the date to be together.
The only deduction that I had, even though it was a 10 out of 10, was that pizza was shaped like a heart. I mean, come on. A little on the nose, don't you think? Ugh.
Could have been shaped like a rose. That would have been worse.
You think he could have done that?
No, but those Italian people could. They can make a pizza look like anything in Italy.
Just make the pizza circle. Like,
come on. Look like a pizza.
Make it look like a... pizza, man. I just want to eat it.
So this date starts off with some truffle hunting.
You know,
a cute little metaphor, like, look at this. Look at this field of garbage. We're going to take these cute little dogs and dig up something valuable.
I mean, can I talk about the dogs, though? They were so excited. And CN, because she's amazing, Ari was like, yeah, so we're going to, like, hunt for truffles today. And she's like, oh, truffles are expensive. Ah, yes, girl.
She's like, I know, because I speak dog. Because
I also speak dog.
And these truffle dogs have been telling me that truffles are expensive.
Right. And also, I've eaten truffles before. I grow them in my backyard.
I grow truffles in my backyard. Don't need a dog. Can find them on my own.
Right.
Because I have a 7th or 8th sense.
I have an 8th sense. I have a nose for truffles. God, she's so perfect.
CN is really magical.
Whatever. She really is.
They do this thing. They go truffle hunting. Then they go to, like, this dinner with weird Italian people, which is
not
awesome.
Not weird.
No. Strangers. They've never met them. But, like, Italian people are very, very hospitable.
Why don't you tell us about Italian people, Adam?
We are a hospitable people.
You are. Buona festa.
Right. And after this, they go to dinner on their own, where everything just decides to fall apart.
Which
it seems like it's going well.
Yeah, that's why I gave the night part of the date a 0 out of 10. I just really feel like Ari made up his mind about CN, I think, a while ago.
And he went fishing for the thing he could hang her on, and it just happened to be the logic thing.
Right. And I will also give a deduction because it seems...
Sounds like you get lots of deductions because you got a 0, so you deducted everything.
I got a lot. I got a lot to say. One, the deduction about it was very clearly cold outside, so she had a coat on and she had a blanket over her legs so she could not show off them thangs, which, rude.
She doesn't need to. She's like...
I know.
She's like, her face is just beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Right?
Gorgeous.
Like, her body's not, there's not that much there with her body. She's
very
thin.
But you don't need
thin.
That, but you don't need it.
No, because she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
So
she's
as long
smart,
as her face is
like,
out there.
She's like perfect. And then another deduction.
Listen, do you know who you're talking to? You're talking to has been number one on my power rankings every episode until now.
And I'm also talking to the same person who would prefer Jacqueline, who had a meltdown in his lap over CN.
No. Every week I've had CN 1 and Jacqueline
2. Deduction! So, I would also like to say that I threw another deduction out for the fake sob story, which I've been hearing a lot from the girls that are on the show that are sort of front runners and major contenders. A lot of them don't really have problems if you really listen to their stories. So, they are saying things on... they're saying things like, you know... my parents' relationship wasn't always perfect, and there were things that happened, and I was put in the middle a lot. Okay, that seems really nondescript.
It's 2018. So, everyone's parents do this.
Right. Yay. Okay, come on. Okay, like, and then, you know, some of the girls in previous seasons have talked about, well, my parents are divorced or whatever, or, like, my dad, you know, left my family, or some sort of story that is a concrete story. I have found that on this season, there are not a lot of girls that have strong sort of backstories. So the producers are making them kind of make up that they have problems, which it sounds fake when they're making it up. And then I feel like, okay, well, why not just say that, you know, I had a pretty normal childhood, but, you know, finding love is about my own self-development and my self-worth. It doesn't have to be like something bad had to happen in your backstory for you to find love. Seduction!
CN doesn't have a bad backstory.
She doesn't.
She went to Yale.
She went to
people
Yale.
People don't go off the streets, Yale. People go to Yale when they've had parents who care about them and a strong, like, productive life.
I know. Right. And then, you know, the other thing, like, she's also been to Italy before. She's also been to Paris before. I love how she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I love Italy. Yeah, because you've been there. This is not new to you.
It is nonsensical that he is not getting along better with CA.
It is not nonsensical, Adam.
It's just proof that you don't choose what you're into.
Well, it is proof that sometimes it's truly just skin deep.
You don't know that.
Okay.
You don't know. I mean, you don't know.
I would love for Ari to prove me wrong. He won't. But that's okay.
He can't.
But that's okay. Because you know what? CN has a better chance of being the Bachelorette than anybody
else. Talk about
somebody who is twice as good as anybody else that's ever been on the show.
She is not mentally compatible with Ari.
No, she's not mentally compatible with anybody that's been on the show. Like, I mean, and the fact that when she got kicked off of the show, nobody said one bad thing about her. Everybody was like, I can't believe that CN is gone. It's like, yeah, because you know she's better than you.
You know what I'm going to hate? Learning to hate her when she's the Bachelorette.
Mm.
I'm going to. I do it with everyone.
I know.
Not just me. You too. America does it with everyone.
I know. Remember when we loved Andy the Dwarf Dorfman?
I do. I never liked Ari, which was kind of a downfall. But in the most part, I like them. Let's talk about this group date.
All right.
I did not rate the group date because it's... What the hell are you doing?
Popcorn kernel on my gum.
Oh, okay.
I got it. Thanks.
I did not rate the group date because there's an awful lot at play here.
Yeah. I rated this kind of a 6 out of 10. Most of my deductions came from Tia. I was truly disappointed in her performance. The petty thing, not a good color on her.
See, I don't think you're realizing her thing as like a strategic play.
I am not realizing it as a strategic play. It came out of nowhere for
everyone,
me.
So three women go into this, and there are two dates. So all you have to do is not get last. That changes the strategy. If it's three women competing for one date, now all you have to do is finish first. You have to win.
But if she knew and everybody knew that, and maybe you don't know in this situation, I guess. I'm not on The Bachelor. I guess I could try. But if everybody pretty much knew that, you know, Becca's 22, it's just not happening.
She's here to be Instagram
like,
famous.
Or, like, Ari has already sort of made his decision. And, you know, I just really feel like she didn't need to do that, like, extra, like, dig in the ribs. Like, that was super off color. For somebody that I had grown to start to like, the fact that Tia all of a sudden got, quote unquote, competitive out of nowhere was a huge problem for me.
I think it's a percentage investment.
But see, right, which is the thing that I don't understand is because we always have these conversations about using your percent and don't use your percent to talk bad about somebody.
But
that's exactly what she did.
This is literally the only time where you can do it. It's a 2 out of 3.
That seems awfully convenient.
No, 2 out of 3 people win. After this, you go to hometowns.
And
where
you don't
where
see
you're,
anybody ever again, you're back, and you're truly back to yourself.
Yes, and you're back to 100% of your time is about you. This is like the last time you're going to do it. And essentially, it's 2-on-1. I mean, all you have to do is not get last. This is the only time where it's acceptable to do this. And not only that, they go into this knowing that the people who get the roses are going to hometown and never seeing each other again. So it doesn't matter. Like, if you survive this, nothing you do to the person who loses can come back to get you.
Because
she can't go tell the rest of the house. She can't go tell Ari. This is the only time it's acceptable to do it, and Tia did it, and she won.
It was a Hail Mary for sure.
It wasn't because she picked the weakest target. She picked the girl he was already not convinced about.
I just really felt like that was super uncool. Like, I don't know. Is that the
competition, man.
I just didn't like that. And Kendall remains weird, and, you know,
How can anybody be into Kendall?
I don't know.
That is so weird.
It's so weird. But then, like, okay, bold prediction, but not really. For the commercial for next week, does Kendall have a twin? Her sister looks exactly like her, and it's very scary.
True, except she appears to have two operational eyes, which is one more than Kendall.
Ooh, shady.
Anyway, I mean, the group date was really just like, he turns out to be way more into Kendall than we thought.
Yeah, and then, deduction.
And then, oh, big time deductions
huge,
on him.
Huge.
And then Tia beat Becca in terms of the, like, mano a mano stage.
Also, deduction for this date being sort of, let's go to a garden and sit. At least,
my God.
At least on the three other dates, people were walking around, there were activities, blah, blah, blah.
Were there activities? All of these other dates were like, let's just have a stroll about town. And this one was like, let's just have a stroll about this one garden.
Yeah, that was very weird. Deduction.
Somebody has to plan some dates here.
Well, I mean, if Ari was interesting, maybe they could plan dates.
Oh, when I say somebody, I mean Ari.
Well, I mean, remember when they went on that date when they went to the Bahamas and swam with those pigs? That was fun.
This guy is so boring.
So boring. Yeah, let's go to this, like, really cool garden and, like, sit. What? Deduction.
Huge deduction. What if somebody's allergic to flowers? Deduction. I'm allergic to flowers.
It's you. You're allergic to everything.
Yeah.
Flowers, grass, weed,
dogs
cats.
So,
dander.
Do you have anything else to say about this?
Pollen.
Stop. I'm not just listing things I'm allergic to.
Am I wrong?
Nobody wants to listen to that.
You're not allergic to any food, thank God.
That we know of. Let's go to power rankings.
All right. My number four is Kendall. There's no way that he's going to want to see her naked. I mean, that is purely... I mean, because you have to think about the final four of, like, okay, who's going to then go to Fantasy Suites? Out of all of the people that are left, does he want to see Kendall naked? No.
Kendall is the least attractive. I don't know. Because this is what's hard for me. We're down to four people.
He definitely wants to have sex with Lauren B. Period.
See, we're down to four people, and two of them, I just cannot possibly imagine being romantic options to a single living person.
Well, Lauren B. does have a good head of hair. Is it a wig? Probably, because she's dead.
She does not have a good head of hair.
Really?
No, I don't like it at all.
What?
I'm not attracted to that many women with blonde hair.
You really aren't.
I'm really not.
I will bring up Kristen Bell one more time.
I think she's cute. She's not like my celebrity number one. You know?
Who is...
Is that a serious question?
Priyanka Chopra?
There it is. Oh, okay. Is my celebrity number one.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes. Anyway, your number four is Kendall. My number three is Kendall. My number four is Lauren B. I don't really differentiate.
It's a huge mistake.
I think Lauren B. Kendall can at least put a sentence together.
I'm not saying she can't.
Lauren B. can't even read.
She can't read.
She read off the group date card. She can't even read.
She really struggled through it.
Illiteracy is very unattractive to me.
Yeah.
Also,
she's illiterate
being
because
dead.
She's dead.
It's hard to read
when you're dead. Don't cry for me. I'm already dead.
It's so hard. Here's the thing about Lauren B. There's nothing to like about her.
Mm-mm.
At this point, like, at a certain point, the game switches from not being bad to being good. And she has not made the switch, and he doesn't realize
there are no redeemable qualities to her. And especially the fact that, like, they had such a horrible date, and, like...
Two of them!
Yeah.
And he's into it.
I told you, he's into it because she's not into him, and he loves that.
She's not into anything.
No.
Except for being dead.
Exactly. Does she have a career? What is her job?
I don't know.
What does it say on the paperwork?
I think she's a social media manager, actually.
Hold on. Let's look at the paperwork. Let's try to find this. Hold on. Let's go to the Lauren section.
Tech salesperson.
Tech sales? Oh,
worst thing ever.
I mean, what is she selling over the phone?
Dead technology.
Meltwater? Ugh.
Who's your number three?
My number three is Tia. I would have put her at four, but I think basically now we're at the point, who do you want to have sex with? He wants to have sex with Tia, for sure. She's got them fangs.
Yeah, she's great hair.
Great hair. She's got them fangs. And, you know, ugh. I just, that whole Becca thing really soured me on her. I'm sorry. I mean, and I liked Becca a lot, which is probably part of the reason. But
yes, it is.
You know, I just really didn't like that. I thought that was super uncool.
It's part of the game.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
You're not out here to be attractive to him. You're out here to be more attractive than the other women.
No.
And especially in a one-to-one, like, one-on-one match for the final spot where the whole game resets afterwards. Who's your number two?
Oh, right. You did yours. My number two is Becca.
My number two is also Becca.
Yeah. Why, Adam?
Well, because you're saying who, like, I think he has Becca number one, and then the other three people don't matter. My power rankings, I have Tia number one, and then the other three people don't matter. There's a huge, the gap between one and two is enormous.
I think there is going to be something, he is going to really have a serious problem picking between Becca and Lauren B.
You think he's that into Lauren B?
Yes.
He is a dumbass.
Yes. I think, like, he is that into Lauren B. I think he is so into
Lauren
B.
She has no qualities. Like, I'm not even saying good qualities. She has no qualities.
I know. And I agree with you. But he is so into the idea that at any moment, she could turn it off. And he is hot for that. That gets him all randy and turned on. He's like, ugh, she can't stand me. I love her.
I think you're...
And that's going to be a huge issue because Becca has been into him off jump and he's like, this is great. I like that. I like her, whatever. But Lauren B, the uncertainty of how she feels and the fact that he needs to continue to prove himself to be worthy of her is what is going to attract her to him or him to her.
Boy, that just seems like a big thing because he's not worthy of her and she's not worthy of anything. And like, that's what makes it difficult. It's kind of a paradox.
And none of us are worthy of Sien.
Oh, except for maybe the person that she gets to pick.
Or Peter.
I don't know. I think she's probably better than Peter.
Oh, she's definitely better than Peter. She's not.
She went to Yale.
Yeah, that's true.
Where did Peter go? Like University of Phoenix Online?
I don't know. He's a personal trainer. He owns his own business.
So he probably went to Nowhere College. School of Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a white trash
school. Oh, that sounds like we're getting back to this. Yeah. Sounds like we're making your mistake
again. Yeah, making my mistakes. Yeah.
You have any bold predictions? Is there anything to boldly predict?
Well, I mean, let's go back to the
families.
The families. I am so tired of seeing these dads on here saying, you hurt my daughter, I'm going to kill you. Big deal. Like, let your children live their lives. Stop it. Enough already.
Also, don't kill people.
Also, don't kill people. Don't you know that stock on white men is down? Don't kill anybody, okay? In addition, I would also like to address in the final episodes, there is going to be someone's boyfriend who comes back. Let's not forget that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is going to try to get somebody back.
And we still probably think it's Tia, right? Based on dialect.
I don't think it's Tia.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Becca.
Interesting.
Bold prediction.
I think he's going to get along just fine with Becca's family. Because
I agree.
Because of where they're from.
I mean, it's the Minnesota beauty of just sort of a soft, kind Midwestern family.
I think he is not going to get along with Lauren's family.
Right. I think Lauren's family is going to be super protective of her because she recently just got out of that engagement. Because
she is a shell of a dead person
right.
that they need to protect because she can't do it for herself.
Exactly.
Because that would require speaking or acting
or, any
or being interested any in something.
Anyway, I think Kendall's family is going to be sort of delightfully weird. Because she is delightfully weird.
There's going to be animals all over the place.
Yeah.
And by animals, I mean dead animals. Filled with stuffing and then taxidermed within an inch of their life. Sorry, beyond an inch of their life because they are dead.
Better. And I think sort of Tia's family is going to give him sort of the down-home, we eat frogs, like where we walk around barefoot in the backyard kind of experience. And he's going to be like, this is so crazy. My parents are from the Netherlands. Whoa.
Yeah, there's not some.
It's gonna be Tia's family is gonna be sort of an upstairs downstairs kind of thing.
He's got to get rid of Kendall, you think, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, like I said, he doesn't want to see Kendall naked. He wants to see Tia naked. He wants to see Lauren naked, and he definitely wants to see Becca naked. Period. That's as far as we need to get. Who does he want to see naked?
Great. Well, could we just bring back Sienna?
No.
And I'd like to bring back Jacqueline while we're at it.
No. I think you just want her to just sort of spin into your arms.
I wouldn't mind it.
She'd do it.
Oh. Put out an advertisement.
Well, keep watching the Olympics, guys. We love you. Are you going to talk? I thought you were going to talk.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
I feel like I'm the last one of my friends to really take that step. I did fall in love. It's been a little surreal because I didn't know how this would turn out. I was a little skeptical. I really had strong feelings for more than one person. It is funny that nickname is hilarious.